of something that you do every day, you do it frequently. You say, yes, I... You're talking about going out for a walk. I'd say, do you go out for a walk? And you say, yes, I...
I do frequently.
Okay. Does the fellow next door, or the person that lives next door to you, does he go out? Or can you remember?
The people who live in the room next door here, uh-huh, are people who are named agents, A-G-E-N-S.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who have moved in here from other sections of the country. Now, of course, the whole hotel service is made up of people. Few people out of Augusta here have reside here at the hotel now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but most of the tenants here are people from outside, especially in the areas where weather conditions are unpleasant, particularly in the winter time.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they didn't go out for walks every day, and I asked you if they did, you'd say, no, they...
Well, the truth of business is, they find something to do in the way of reading,
right,
or writing letters and things of that kind in their own...
Mm-hmm. But if I just asked you if they went out and walked, then you'd probably say, no, they...
Oh, they stay in their room and spend their time reading.
Okay.
You'd be surprised to know how few of them actually go out,
mm-hmm,
and take those walks. The consequence is you have a great number of people here in wheelchairs and walkers who should have been walking when they weren't.
Yeah. If a man lets his farm get run down and he doesn't seem to care about it, you might say to someone who asks, I really don't know, but he just to care.
Just lazy.
So he doesn't to care.
He doesn't, to find a suitable word, he's just indifferent.
So that he doesn't about the farm. There might be some words that you'd use in there, in that pause. I really don't know, but he just
seems to be indifferent.
Well, okay, say that some young fellow was in school, but he didn't pay any attention to the teacher, then you might think he just care.
Stupid. Or eventually he is inevitably a dropout.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You might just say an inevitable dropout.
If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, you'd say, I have been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it. Which one of those would be most likely if you were talking?
Well, I have been thinking over the matter, but I haven't yet come to any definite conclusion.
Mm-hmm.